Now, a chiffon robe is a great big piece of furniture.
That's right.
Well, now, what would you call the same kind of thing if it's built into the wall where you hang clothes up?
I close it.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house, like these boards right here? What do you call these? It's funny how you can't think, isn't it?
A weather board.
Ah, good. Well, sure. But you know, when somebody asks you, then sometimes it's hard to
think off the bat. That's right. Be thankful, but you just, be asked uncertain about the thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs are placed and people sit? Like right now, we're sitting on the
porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Let's see what we'll call it.
Would you call it anything special, or would you just still call it a porch?
That's all I know I would call it, a porch.
Okay. what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed?
Lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Or do people?
I call it cement. Cemented stone. Cement fence.
Okay.
Wall.
Now, what about if they're just loose rocks, just sort of pile? Actually, I don't know if people build fences like that here. See, these questions cover the whole state, and so some of the questions are really kind of meaningless in one area. Do people ever build walls around here just by piling up rocks, on top of the other?
Well, they have a little bit.
And what would that be called?
They would call it here, when they build like that to catch up. A yard, or keep from washing off.
Uh-huh. What would you call that kind of fence?
Well, we call it a rock wall.
A rock wall? Okay, fine. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Chimney.
Okay. Now, is this the thing that has a handle over the top, so you hold it along, you walk along with it like this?
That's right. Have up to the top of it, have a handle.
Yeah,
That's right.
Okay. Well, now, what would you call the kind of thing that hangs in a well that you pull the water up in?
Well, that's a wood. Well, wood.
Now, the thing that hangs down inside the well.
Well, buckets.
Okay. Now, would you call it something special? Would you call it something different if it was made of wood from what you'd call it if it was made of metal?
Well, I could say a wooden bucket, either a tin bucket.
Okay.
And that bucket you took the water in too.
That's right. You ain't never seen a churn.
Well, now, what's a churn?
What's a churn? Milk in.
Oh, so that's the thing you have to work, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
That's right.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Water faucet.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it was on a barrel?
Well, I'd call it a spigot, water spigot.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, I'd call it the same thing, water spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a great big bag that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in? It's made out of loosely woven cloth.
Well, I would call it a cloth bag.
Okay.
You would call it a sack.